start with the meeting, I have a few things to tell you about the setting we're in. Because we're being watched by Big Brother. So,
my Big Brother?
These are cameras, so at least. Mm-hmm. This thing that looks like a pipe are actually all microphones.
Okay.
So we must be careful with all this. And as I can see, you have placed your laptops exactly on the place where it must be. And that has to do with the camera setting, so we don't have our laptops in front of the cameras.
Of our faces.
And indeed, so they can see our faces. Okay. Welcome at the kickoff meeting. My name is Daniel Wolfs. This is the agenda for today. First, a little opening. I will introduce myself, and I think it's very good to introduce yourself. Then a little bit of acquaintance to ourselves, so we get to know each other. That will be done with a tool training in these two smart boards. Then the project plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and discussion about that, and a little closing at the end. Okay, my name is Daniel Wolfs. I'm the project manager. What's your name?
I'm Nieuwen Tops. I'm the user interface designer.
User interface, okay.
Hi, my name is Jan van Vuren. I'm the industrial designer.
Industrial.
I'm Tim Pendy. My function is a marketing expert.
Okay, thank you. First, a little about the project aim. The aim is to make a new remote control. Maybe you have read the website. It's a very very ambitious company. They want to do something else. So there must be a new remote control. First of all, it must be original and trendy. It's two things really close to each other. But at the same time, user friendly, and they have it's very important for them. There are three stages. There's functional design. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to make kind of functions in the remote, and why are we going to do it? Then the conceptual design. How are we going to do it? And that's really global. Because at the detailed design, how part two, we go to dig in really about how the technical, or if it, it's possible technical wise. Each stage is broken up into two stages, individual work and a meeting. So it's very straightforward. Okay, the tool training. We have two smart boards. This one is for the presentations, the PowerPoint presentations or Word presentation, whatever you you had. And this is only for drawing. So we must let it stand on this this program. This is called a smart board. Thing
speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. And as you may have heard, the documents in the shared folder can be showed on this screen, not in the My Documents. So if you want to show something, put it in the shared folder. This is very straightforward with the save, the print, the undo, the blank, the select, the pen. Well, I'm not going to explain it all because I think you know how it works. We must not forget everything we draw on here. Almost be safe. We may not delete anything, so if you have dropped something, save it. Never delete it. That's a very important thing. Okay. Little kind of exercise to know each other. At the whiteboard on the left. Every one of us must draw our favorite animal. And tell us why we had chosen that animal. Important we use different colors and different pen widths.
White. I have a question.
Yes.
This exercise.
Yeah.
Did the company board tell you to do it, or did you just make it up yourself?
No, no, no. It's I
part
I
of the
interview. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we really don't know each other, and it's kind of new. So, getting used to each other, we can have a little fun before we dig in really to the hard stuff. That kind of thing. Would you start with drawing your favorite?
Yeah, I don't know really how it works.
Okay.
Maybe show us first.
Yeah. Okay. Drawing goes with this thing. Do not touch your hand on this little thingy here. It's important. Hold it like this.
To get electrocuted?
Yeah, kind of. So, you must push a little good, because and wait a few seconds. It's not fully real time, so watch it. Well, I'm gonna paint in red. Oh, that's the background color. Well, undo. The pen. One minute, please. Okay. My favorite animal.
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah, you can guess what it is.
The one who says it first gets a race.
May I paint next?
Orc?
No, it's not an orc. You don't see it at the ears?
No, I have it at home.
You have an orc at home?
Very artistic.
Thank you. So it's a cat.
What's it called?
Simba.
Ah.
Because we have a cat at home and he's called Simba. Because he looks like the lion from The Lion King. So we found it kind of cool to name it after a lion. He's happy with us, so he's smiling.
He does have body.
No, only the face, because we have 25 minutes,
okay.
So
we have to speed up.
Yeah.
Remember, you use different color, different pen widths.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay.
Yeah. So choose a color, choose a pen width. And draw.
You don't have to change the color of the pen with
save it.
The drawing. Or
okay.
You have to save it.
Save it, okay.
I've done it. Nope. Okay.
You have to draw, push hard on the pen?
Wow. Not really. That one. Which one is it?
It's under project documents,
smart board. Okay. And
yeah.
Now?
No, just close that. Just tick blank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, thanks. Okay, I have to speed up.
what's your cat red?
Because my cat is red
Oh,
and and I have red hair, so
Oh, okay, sure.
it must be red.
It's a frog.
It's a turtle.
It's an apple.
Not an apple.
Must be a dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
Hmm. Color. Something like this. Small.
Oh, it is a turtle.
It is a turtle. Why a turtle, Tim?
Cuz I like Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
You watched it a lot?
Huh?
You watched it a lot?
It's the inside his shell, yo. The
No,
finished
it's
It's a scared turtle.
No. It's coming out.
Wow.
Okay,
Something like this?
thank you.
Okay, you know. Very artistic.
Do you want to go next?
Yes, good.
Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. How did it work?
Form it.
Form it.
And then you have the current color you can change. So now red or green.
And pen.
And line width. I have five, Tim have line width
The big lines were like nine.
Okay, it's a dog.
Well, very good. I just thought I'd pick the easiest one.
Why a dog? Do you have a dog at home?
Well, we had a dog
Oh,
Had
a
a
few
dog?
years ago
Yeah.
and it well, yeah, when it died we didn't get a new one or something.
Oh.
It's
But
pretty good
Artistic in our midst.
An artist.
I'm a graphical user designer, so
Eh.
Think you picked the wrong function. The wrong job.
Oh. No. Don't work together. Color.
So I think you can see it's a really easy program to use. Not difficult at all.
Right.
Well, it's
Okay,
okay.
thank you.
That's enough, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
The last one?
Thanks.
I wonder
Yeah, after a cat, turtle and a dog. I think he's gonna draw an elephant.
I figure I should do something like that, but I'm gonna do something much more difficult.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Well, he is the artistic one, he is.
I'm gonna design a remote
Remote
control
control
Exactly.
Sorry. Well, with the interface it might be easier to have to draw here and
Yeah.
display here.
Yeah, then I have
That
to
might be easier, but at the other hand a pen like that is easy to hold in your hand and
Right.
I think it's easier to
Better
draw
to draw with
Yeah. With a pen than with a mouse.
Yeah, I mean like on here, drawing
Oh,
it
okay.
and then
Yeah.
explaining what it's good for.
With this
But
paper
what
it's
is
too
he
too expensive.
With this
Is it a rabbit?
Yes.
Do you have a rabbit at home?
No.
Is a rabbit with broken legs?
It's the white rabbit. It's the white rabbit from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The white weird rabbit. He's a little bit stoned there.
I figure this is a pretty good impression of a rabbit.
Yeah. It will do.
Well.
Okay. Finishing text and then we go further.
Project manager
Yeah.
Where does the pen go? Just
Have you been counting the time?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, yeah. Let's go on then.
Well, I think the dog is the most
I think the rabbit
artistic.
was actually the most impressive.
Don't choose for yourself, that's
Oh.
selfish. Okay, now we're gonna dig into the serious stuff. The selling price for the remote will be €25, and the production cost may not be more than 20.5 euro. So from my point of view, I don't think it's gonna be a very very high tech, high definition ultra modern kind of remote for 12.5 euro. The profit we must make with the new remote is €50 million. So that's a lot. We have to sell a lot of
Yeah, how much is it?
Like, how much?
100 million remotes?
I think when the selling price is 25,
About 20 million.
you go 2 million.
Right.
Two million remotes. But our marketing range is market range is international, so we have virtually the whole world we can sell our remotes to. At least that countries which have
Yeah.
a television. So now it's time for us to go to discuss a little things. You can think about experience with a remote control yourself at home, what you think might be a useful new future, what can distinguish our new trendy remote control from all the others. So let's discuss a little. Well, what's the most important thing at a remote control?
Well, I think the most important thing of a remote control is that you can switch channels. And my opinion is you should keep it as basic as possible.
Okay.
That
So not a remote control which can be used for television and a DVD and radio and or
Yeah.
just only.
I think so. But I have some points. Can I show them on the homepage?
If you
Yeah.
have them on
Yeah?
you can
Yeah, I can find them.
Okay. Oh, in case you wonder, this is a dead kind of fly between the yeah, the
Screen?
yeah,
Okay.
screen.
Is it possible to open pen drawings in this
No. Only all the drawings go there at the left
But which is the ones we made on the
Oh, dead pen drawings. No, I think when it is in Word and you have saved it in shared documents format, you can show it then.
Oh, only in Word, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some points from a marketing point of view.
Yeah.
Just a standard thing, things like intuitive, small, fairly cheap. Well, it's pretty cheap, €25. Brand independent. I think it doesn't have to matter which brand your TV or
Yeah.
other thing is.
Okay. 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay,
Yeah.
I'll wrap it up quickly. I personally think it has to be multi-purpose. Most
Yeah.
of remote controls are just for one purpose,
Yeah.
and by making it multi-purpose, it has a new feature, adds a new feature to the market, and distinguish from current products. Maybe some other technology than infrared. I rather find it very annoying, like when someone is standing in front of the TV that you can switch it. Think about sending it over radio waves or Bluetooth.
Okay.
That might be a little bit expensive. And something like an LCD screen.
For what purpose?
Like I said here, maybe it's easy. It's nice as an added feature that when you're on a certain channel, you can see on the LCD screen what programs are
Okay.
coming out for.
So it'd be a multi-purpose, very technically high
From my point of view, yeah.
Yeah. must be really innovative technical wise.
Yeah, it has to be yeah, our company is very good in making new
Yeah.
innovative things.
So yeah,
So
I agree with you.
it's
So we must focus on things who are really really add something to
to the current market.
Yeah.
Look, you got some cheap remote controls there. They just yeah, you got a dozen of them.
Yeah.
But when you enter a new market with a remote control
Mhm.
and wanna gain market share,
Yeah.
you have to do something special,
Yeah.
I think.
But we have to keep an eye that it's at the beginning of such a project it's very cool to talk about, oh, this would be cool, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But we must not lose sight of the user friendly
Yeah, of course. And
Price.
but this is just from marketing
Yeah, okay.
perspective.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about user interface or
Nay,
anything.
and that's because we have him.
And him.
Okay, next meeting. We'll start in 30 minutes, so you will have individual actions. Well, I presume will be some feedback via the mail. The industrial designer has to look at the working design. The user interface designer has to look at the technical function, so
Yeah.
that's the thing we discussed.
One thing, we must first agree on what we're going to make. Do we, are we going to use for multiple systems, or we should have some agreement on that before.
Okay.
No, I don't think we have to be, we have to agree on that.
I figure
I
we
think
could get
that's
that for
a
the next meeting, actually.
yeah, that's a phase further.
Yeah.
Just make some mock-ups, some general ideas.
Okay.
And then we can plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plan further,
Yeah.
I think.
But maybe because you are working on the user requirements, you are working on technical functions, we must have a little or kinda
Consensus on what
a
we
little plan on what we're going to do, so you don't come up with the user requirements who don't fit the technical functions at all. Some basic things we want to go to do. I think that's what yeah. Can come in handy.
Yeah. I don't know. You decide.
Okay.
You're the project manager.
He says
Well, yeah, if the technical functions have to be designed, I've gotta know for what kind of machine
Yeah.
it will be, or do we use a touch screen, or will it be with Bluetooth, or
Well, that's really a step further, but
Okay.
if you say is it one way or multipurpose,
That's the same step further.
Yeah,
Why?
actually it is.
Yeah.
Why?
They're looking at individual components, so
Yeah.
it's actually a step
Yeah.
further.
Like, we all have a list of things that have to be in it, or how it has to be like. And then in the next meeting
Yeah.
we decide
Yeah, we could take
what
it
it's
from there.
gonna be.
Okay.
I agree,
And
yeah, we can take it from there.
and then you then you can delete
What it
the
is.
obsolete
Okay.
details,
So
I think.
each individually must think on what at his point of view is the most important.
Yeah.
And then are we going to fit all the pieces together the next meeting.
Yeah.
I must finish up now, so it's over. You will receive specific instructions by a personal coach. And I see you in 30 minutes.
Okay,
Thank you.
sure.